And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 2001. This is issue number 195, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. My last name is spelled V-O-B-B-E, and my address is 706 Mackenzie Drive, that's M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. You can contact me by telephone, usually in the early evening or on weekends, at 419-228-4199. If you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. On the web, we're appropriately at www.nrcdxas.org. And if you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, and we sure hope you will, and you live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to join up or renew your subscription, make your check or money order payable to the National Radio Club and send it to me at the address that I just mentioned. Well, this June edition is pretty packed, so let's jump right in with a jingle and Jerry Starr.
WHOT 1330.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. This month, our reference number is 509, and as always, we start with call interchanges. On 570, WWRC Washington, D.C. changes to WTNT. 620, WJWR Newark, New Jersey becomes WSNR. 910 WYLI Marietta, Ohio. Last month we told you this was changing calls to WNRJ. Turns out that was a typo from our information source. Should be WBRJ. On 1070 WFDI in Wichita, Kansas changes to WFTI. 1260 WGAY in Washington, D.C. takes up the call WWRC. 1340 KKYD Denver, Colorado changing to KCFR. 1400 WEBG Loretto, Pennsylvania becomes WBZV. 1420 WDBF Delray Beach, Florida changing to WPBI. 1440 KSLX Scottsdale, Arizona becomes KAZG. 1490 WGYM Pleasantville, New Jersey goes back to the call WUSS. 1500 KRCK in Burbank, California becomes KIEV. 1580 WONZ in Hamilton, New Jersey becomes WGYM. And on 1600 WSNR, Beaver Dam, Kentucky changes to WAIA. One application for a new station on 1610 in Montreal, Quebec, with 1,000 watts daytime and nighttime. If approved, this would be Canada's first official X-band station. Two new stations have been granted here stateside, 1330 in Shasta Lake, California, 1,000 watts day and night, same directional pattern day and night. And on 1450 in Pierre, South Dakota, 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. Some applications of interest on 570 CKEK in Cranbrook, British Columbia, wants to move to 102.9. 640 WFOB, Fort Francis, Ontario, they'd like to move to FM 93.1. 940 CJIB, Vernon, British Columbia, also wants to go to the FM band at 105.5. 980 WPGA in Perry, Georgia, they'd like to change their city of license to Macon, Georgia. And on 1560 WINV in Inverness, Florida, wants to change their city of license to Beverly Hills, Florida. Items of interest in otherness on 620 KZTY Winchester, Nevada. The construction permit for this new station expired in December of last year. A petition for reconsideration and also a motion for stay have both been denied by the FCC. So it looks like this one might very well be dead. We'll let you know. 740 WMBL Moorhead City, North Carolina is gone for certain. Their license has been canceled and the call deleted at the licensee's request. Also on 740 WBUB in Barnwell, South Carolina, their license canceled and the call deleted also at the licensee's request. So 740 is clearing out. On 840 KABN in Long Island, Alaska, this long silent station has announced it will return in late spring. On 920 KLOC in Ceres, California, this silent station has returned to the air. 1020 WRHB in Kendall, Florida, this brand new station now broadcasting. Interesting story on 1130, if you've been following the story of WMGA in Moultrie, Georgia. This station is indeed back on this frequency. It had applied for a construction permit to move to 580. And since it was having problems with its nighttime antenna system on 1130, the FCC granted an immediate STA, that's a special temporary authority, to make the move to 580 using two of their four original 1130 towers, while the terms of the CP could be met. About the same time the station was sold, the new owners never completed the work to go forward with the actual construction permit for 580. Eventually, the STA and the construction permit for 580 both expired, but the station continued to operate on 580 for several more years until the FCC finally forced it to return back to where they are today, 1130 kilohertz. This fascinating story comes to us directly from Art Sutton, who was the former owner of the station. So that should clear up any mystery on where WMGA is and why. 1140 WSLD Soldotna, Alaska is back on the air. 1270 WWCA Gary, Indiana has gone silent once again. On 1400 WBTB in Beaufort, North Carolina is silent. 1480 WFXW Geneva, Illinois also silent. 1580 WKIG Glenville, Georgia license canceled and call deleted. 1590 WMIM Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania is silent. And 1600 WMHG in Muskegon, Michigan, they've installed their new transmitter and they're now back on the air. And that wraps it up for this month. About 30 days from now, another big pile of stuff from the broadcast band right now. Let's see how big the piles are in Florida this time of year. Here's John Mucker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry. Hello, everyone. This is the travelogue portion of the audio service, and today we're going to be hearing from stations operating at 6:30 on the AM radio dial. And in fact, in this special edition of the travelogue, we may be able to hear them all for a change. But say, I want to say a particular hello first to Kevin Redding out in Arizona and Bob Rathbun in Massachusetts and Ernie Holt in New York. Each of them took time to record some local station events for me just recently. And everything's been added to the travelogue collection, fellas, and with our great thanks. But if we don't get started, we're going to not be able to get our way across the country today with our AM dials locked at 6:30, as I said. So we'll begin in the northeast corner of the United States as we begin the June 2001 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
63 WPIRL.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of a familiar jingle, but if you heard the one that they started using about 2 years ago, listen to this.
In the Lincoln death of a three-year-old.
Oh, dear. Isn't that awful?
Series in Minnesota, AccuWeather warming into midweek.
No, that's better. For Providence, that's pretty good. But we'll just move straight across the Big River, out of New England, and down into the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Well, we've run out of time. It's 1 o'clock at WHAL.
This is the station to remember, AM 630, WEJL, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. The news is next.
A fondness for muskrats. Oh, yeah. You know, I haven't been in Scranton, at least downtown, in some time, many years, but I fondly remember the newspaper building right in the middle of town, and that beautiful big AM radio tower in the middle of it, just like the photos you see of the stations in the 1920s. Well, it's time for another biggie on this frequency, and this recording was made in 1981.
WRAL AM 63, the number one new voice in Washington.
WMAL AM 63, Washington, D.C., in stereo, Felix Grant, Nightly with some music.
Okay, and as we cross into the deeper south now, we'll be swinging out by the Atlantic Ocean coast, and we'll catch the dulcet tones of presidential candidate Pat Buchanan.
Look forward to seeing you back here. We'll be back tomorrow with more on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
You have been listening to the Pat Buchanan Show. Next is CBS News on stereo AM 630 WMFD Wilmington, your talk, information, and entertainment station.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. 2 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union, its largest republic is being rocked with new political upheaval.
You know, I must admit to you that I was stunned in going through all the collection of travelogue tapes to find that in all the years my wife and I spent in North Carolina, I only have one recording of this next station, and it comes from way back in 1978. Listen.
This is WIRC, Hickory, North Carolina.
That's all I've got. I'm sorry about that. But that makes Central North Carolina a target for us on some trip we'll have to take in the next year or two. Now, Ernie Holt made this next recording from a train, no less.
WNEG, Toccoa, Georgia. Via satellite, WNEG presents AP Network News. AP Network News. I'm Diane Burr.
And did you notice that the news sounder comes in different keys? I think that's kind of interesting, too. But the secret of making recordings on a train, first of all, of course, use batteries. Don't ever plug into one of those outlets on the train. And then get your AM antenna up as close as possible to the window of the train. And remember, that whip antenna on any radio I've seen lately, it has nothing to do with your AM reception. That whip antenna is strictly for the FM. Back 20 years.
We're 63, WKBX, Savannah.
Okay. Yeah, you may never have been to Savannah, but it's real interesting with its architecture from, you know, the antebellum, the 1860s and all that after the Civil War. It's right on the Savannah River, that city is, and it separates Georgia from South Carolina. So you go into Savannah, you fight all that downtown traffic, you get up on the bridge over the Savannah River, and at least 10 years ago, when you come down on the other side into South Carolina, there's nothing there. It's all swampland.
Good evening. The WBMQ weather forecast for Savannah and surrounding areas. Fair and cold tonight, low near 40.
WBMQ.
I don't know what we're remembering, but it brings us up to date in Savannah, because that's what you hear today in Savannah, Georgia. And next, we come to perhaps the most revered set of call letters in the entire country.
Home of the hound dog in hot country. 95 country. WJDB AM and FM, Thomasville. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Okay, now it's just possible you missed the remarkable significance of that station's call in southern Alabama. Those are my initials. You know, a funny thing, too. I have never made a recording of that station's station break. Whenever I've been there, they've either not given an ID or there was a lot of static and thunder around. Dale Hamm sent us that one. And indeed, Dale was back in northern Alabama in 1994 and picked up this next station break for us.
Sand Mountain's first radio station, WAVU, Albert.
Look at that.
I'll have a club sandwich and a cake.
No club, no tea. Cheese for you.
You probably wouldn't remember that, but there was a joke 20, 25 years ago about cheeseburgers. And John Belushi was the fellow, and all he served in his restaurant were cheeseburgers. However, in 1993, Linda and I were touring Kentucky in May, and we learned you never go near Louisville the first week or two of May. There's some kind of an event they put on there, a horse race or something, with roses, of all things. So we stayed well to the east in Kentucky on that trip.
This has been Post Time with Ursel Ellis. Tune in each night at 6:45 on AM 630 WLAP for race results from around the nation.
AM 630, WLAP, Lexington.
From the Washington News Desk, I'm Jim Hale.
I have to level with you. As I sit here at the microphone, today is May 5th, and the Kentucky Derby is being run this very evening that I make this tape, so forgive the joke. But the story was true. That's what we did. Now, here's a set of call letters that any Midwesterner will identify with the Twin Cities. But they gave up that call sign at the station in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and it immediately moved to Wisconsin. Fred Vobey picked up this ID for us.
WDGY is your home for the G. Gordon Liddy Show, the Superstation, 63 WDGY, Hudson, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
This is Mark Crumpton. President Clinton is calling for tighter restrictions on children's access to guns.
Now, about 4 years ago, WDGY was identifying as Minneapolis, St. Paul, and a handful of years before that, listeners in the Twin Cities were hearing this.
City's oldies channel. For the best of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it's K63, KDWB, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. Okay, now way back in 1985, Mark Strickert was on one of his fabulous trips with a radio and tape recorder and found himself in St. Louis.
There's still good things, floors, and gift shops at 88 North End Shopping Center. Call 381-2252 to make your special Valentine's the happiest person on Valentine's Day.
Mix 97.1 is KXOK FM Florissant, KXOK AM St. Louis.
And then 10 years later, son John Esbauer caught this ID.
Right to the doctor, Thursday afternoons at 1 on AM 630 KJSL. Helping you to live his life, we are the salt and light of St. Louis. AM 630 KJSL.
KJSL St. Louis.
Welcome and thank you for joining us. I'm Andy Anderson with another edition of A Closer Look.
You know, 1993 was among the busiest for my wife and me when we traveled the United States in our motorhome. We filled up 8 90-minute cassette tapes with station breaks just strung end to end, you know, a minute per station or so. And that same year, we decided to spend a week in Arkansas because we had been told it was most like our native Vermont, and it turned out to be true. That meant we visited just about every town in the state, including Magnolia.
The voice of South Arkansas, KVMA, Magnolia.
Free Magnolia now! Free Magnolia now! Free!
A gathering in Washington today as Muslims turned out for a demonstration in support of the besieged Muslims in Bosnia.
And then came 1998, when Dale and Wanda Ham arranged that most memorable annual convention for us in San Antonio.
15th, where you get to play with other people's money as if you were living in that time period. I'm Adam McManus. 2 more hours to go. Stick around.
KSLR weather.
Fair skies tonight, low of about 75. Plenty of sunshine now and 95. This is KSLR San Antonio. Time now for Salem Radio Network News. At 4 o'clock, this is KSLR San Antonio.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Searchers continue their work off Nova Scotia looking for bodies and wreckage, including the black box from that Swiss Air passenger jet that crashed last night.
I have to tell you that Linda and I visited the little town on the coast where that plane went down. We did this last summer. It's in Nova Scotia, the village of Peggy's Cove. It's about the most picturesque community I think I've ever seen. And there's a monument and official site about a mile from Peggy's Cove that tells the story of rescue attempts. It's all very moving.
Colorado's KHOW, 63 KHOW, Denver.
Good old KHOW. You know, for a couple of years, I worked in the same studio alongside Judy Muller, who went on to ABC News. We were at WHWH in Princeton, New Jersey on weekends. And I was crushed when she left us to join the news department of KHOW. Never forgave her.
With more traffic reports than any other Denver radio station, and 2 minutes before KOA, Don Martin, KS Sky Spot.
On top of everything, including complete weather coverage from Mike Nelson and 9 News, we're News Talk 63, KHOW, Denver, a Noble Broadcasting station.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Catherine Cowdery.
And what they're really telling you is if you miss it here on KHOW, just switch over to 850 because you'll hear it 2 minutes from now on KOA. Oh, and then there was Ron Clark up in North Carolina a decade ago who collected IDs the same as many of us do today. And Ron died a half dozen years ago now. But not before sending us his collection of tapes, and this is one of them.
KTKK, AM 630. We're talking Utah.
This is KTKK, Sandy Salt Lake Ogden Provo, Utah's original talk radio.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Charles Van Dyke.
In fact, that's two of the tapes from Ron Clark. Well, now, the name Rush Limbaugh can bring forth strong emotions, I know, but did you know he also has a pretty good sense of humor? Listen.
You know, if I were you people, I'd listen to Bob Peters and Ernie Allen on KIDO's AM Idaho. Fortunately, I'm not you people, so I don't. But for you, there's no excuse.
With over 60 years of service to Idaho, this is AM 63 KIDO, Boise, Nampa, Caldwell.
NBC Radio News. Good morning. I'm Dirk Van.
Well, let's catch up once again with Mark Strickert on one of his travels.
24 hours a day, this is your CBS News station for Northern Nevada, KOH Reno, News Talk 63. Now CBS News covers the world for you at 7 o'clock.
Kremlin Chief Gorbachev proposes giving veto power to Supreme Soviet lawmakers. Good morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup.
Interesting music behind the CBS News. I'd forgotten they used to do that. Well, once a year or so, Mark Durenberger takes a couple of weeks to get away from it all, and, of course, we reap the benefit here in the audio service. Here's a cut he made in 1998 for the Travelog series.
Talk is cheap. Ours is cheaper. Northern Nevada's alternative talk and news radio station. Your talk and news button. AM 630 KHIT Reno.
Mutual News.
Now, if you take a drive down the Pacific coast from the San Francisco Bay Area, you know, south of San Jose even, you come to all kinds of places you've heard along the Monterey Peninsula, the Pebble Beach Country Club, and finally you come to a small cove in the ocean. And I sat there for a couple of hours once with my tape recorder and radio, just watching the waves crash on the shore.
Fair starry skies. A perfect evening, of course, to take ecstasy with you tonight. Here's another quarter hour of your favorite easy listening music from KXDC FM AM. Carmel, Monterey, you have found ecstasy.
Oh, boy, but that station just isn't around anymore. In fact, it moved just to the north.
Hey, we'll be right back. We have a couple of things we want to do, and then, well, we've got another hour to spend with you.
KIDD, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz, Magic 63.
Okay. Well, a day's drive up across the Golden Gate Bridge through the wine country, and finally into one of the two states that will not let you pump your own gasoline when you get to a filling station, of all things.
WRO, Coquille, Coos Bay.
In fact, you know, we camped there on a little town called Florence on the coast for several occasions. It would be 90 degrees in Portland and in the 50s along the coast at 3 in the afternoon. Very cold ocean water and a strong undertow. Well, let's move into the audio service state number 48, just outside Seattle on the west coast.
Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Currently at SeaTac Airport, we have sunny skies and 80 degrees. It's 11 o'clock. This is KCIS Edmonds, Seattle, a ministry of Krista. The following sponsored by Eastside Foursquare Church.
We all this week worked with the idea that our employer didn't necessarily sign our checks.
That's not a good idea at all, I don't think. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I have often kidded about the 1510 frequency in Boston. Every time I go up to eastern Massachusetts, never the same call letters twice in a row. But here's a sleeper that had escaped my attention. I wonder if it got by you, too. 6:30 on the dial in eastern Washington, right near Spokane, the little town of Opportunity. In 1980, the call sign was KZUN. In 1981, it was KGDN. In 1983, KGGR. In 1986, KKPL. In 1990, KHDL. And last year, KXLI. I don't know what it is this year. I haven't bothered to look. Oh, my goodness sake. Here's the first one of those, taken 21 years ago.
It's 8 o'clock at KZUN, KZUN-FM Opportunity. I'm Don Owen for KZUN News.
And then Son John was there 11 years ago.
The new all-hit 96 Apple, KKPL-FM and AM Opportunity, Spokane. When I'm alarmed, it's 4:59. Good afternoon.
Apple? Linda and I got this in 91.
From CNN, this is Headline Radio, 6:30 KHDL, Opportunity, Spokane.
CNN Headline News, I'm Lynn Vaughn.
And Pete Taylor, bless his heart, came to our rescue last year with this neat recording.
Let's face it, most of us don't listen to news 24 hours a day. But when you want to know, you can count on All News AM 630. KXLI Opportunity Spokane.
AP Network News, I'm Craig Smith. In the Persian Gulf, off Bahrain, there's...
So it's time to move out of CONUS, which is military talk for the continental United States. We're going to settle into a train that connects Anchorage with Fairbanks. And partway along, with the radio up to the window, we hear very clearly...
And we've also done some repairs on our satellite antenna, so it'll make it a little better sounding, too. Indiana, we have 54 degrees. We just heard from Morris Chapman in Maranatha on KIAM, right here in Indiana.
And now that's all the 630 stations we have from the United States. In fact, we're missing only two towns with stations operating at 630. We'll try to get those in the next year or two for the collection. But wait, there's more.
63CKOV. AM Stereo 63, CKOV. Cable 104, Kelowna.
Okay, that's Kelowna, British Columbia. We taped that all the way from the city of Wenatchee, which is in the middle of the state of Washington, by the way, using a loop antenna. Here's another ID from Canada, but I'm embarrassed to hear how badly I recorded it, frankly.
2288.
CHED Edmonton. 630 CHED. A WIC radio company.
Good evening. At 10 o'clock, I'm Rob Breckenridge with 630 CHED News, traffic and weather together.
You know, the most embarrassing part of that is that of all the stations you've heard today, that's the most powerful, 50,000 watts. Oh, dear, in Edmonton. And we got a lousy recording of it.
And so, Harvey, all's fair in love and beer. I've changed my taste to club beer. Love, Judy. P.S. You should take a holiday, Harvey.
When you decide to change your taste, join the club.
See Mary Winnipeg, KRC.
That's Adam Bouvier's territory. We're going to move further east at 6:30 on the dial now in Canada.
Skies later on. Good morning, I'm Paul McPhee with the latest news from CFCO.
And finally, we hear one of the stations we taped just last summer as we were crossing the new Confederation Bridge that connects Prince Edward Island with the mainland.
My goodness, it's so unbearably hot.
You know, it's not the heat. It's the humidity.
Too hot to cook? Why not drop by KFC and pick up the Colonel's hot summer deal?
You're listening to the island's country favorites on 630 CFCY, broadcasting from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. CFCY is the friendly voice of the Maritimes.
And wow, we made it. All the way across the country and back again. Back to the great Northeast where Bruce Conti resides. And say, Bruce, that was a remarkable recording you had last month from Mexico during their Aurora disturbances. Thanks for sharing that with us. That was terrific. And Bruce Conti is next. We'll look forward to seeing you on the Travelogue around the 4th of July. You take it, Bruce.
A familiar sound to many AM radio listeners. Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. What you're listening to is power line noise, a problem for medium wave DXers. This month, I'll share with you a surefire method of eliminating power line noise, color TV harmonics, computer interference, and any other noise from household sources. Power line noise is perhaps the most difficult interference to get rid of, because once the noise enters the house at the circuit breaker or fuse box, it's carried throughout the house by the internal AC wiring. All you need is a portable radio to determine if power line noise is the source of your interference. Right now, I have a portable radio tuned to WEEI Boston on 850 next to the circuit breakers in my house.
Yes,
the pitch to D. Brown. Swing and a line drive base hit. That could get a run home. Here comes Sweeney. Everett up with the ball.
His throw to the plate will be not in time. Sliding across.
Now I'm walking away from the circuit breakers. As I move further away, the noise drops off significantly.
Grab the lead. It's 1-0 here in the fourth as Brown drives in his eighth run of the year. Sweeney scores from second. A pair of two-out hits in the inning, and the Royals have the lead.
For normal listening, simply relocating your radio may be all that's needed to get rid of noise on a strong local signal. But when DXing requires listening to weak signals just above the noise floor, a definitive approach is required. The surefire method of eliminating household interference requires the following. About 50 feet of 50-ohm coax cable, such as type RG58U, a 4-to-1 isolation RF matching transformer, a good ground, and a wire antenna, minimum 50 feet long but better at 100 to 200 feet, located a minimum of 20 feet from any radiated noise sources, such as buildings, outdoor lamps, and power, phone, or cable TV lines. The wire antenna should be installed as high as possible and insulated from touching tree branches. My antenna wire is about 100 feet long, 50 to 70 feet high, and pine trees in my yard. I use double insulated 14-gauge THHN type stranded electrical wire available by the foot at most hardware or home improvement stores. Because my yard is rather thickly forested, I don't have to worry about insulation decay due to ultraviolet radiation from the sun. If your wire is exposed to sunlight, you may want to look for insulation resistant to sun exposure. Use of insulated wire allows you to simply shoot the wire into the trees without having to worry about insulating it from branches. One end of the wire is connected to one of the high impedance legs of a 4-to-1 RF matching transformer. The other high impedance leg is connected to ground. Like the antenna wire, the transformer should be located 20 feet from any noise sources. You must have a good ground for this to work properly. A ground rod and or ground radials should work. I use several ground radials 20 to 50 feet long. The radials are made from the same type wire I use for the antenna. They are laid on the ground or buried just a couple of inches. The wires are laid out in straight lines from the transformer. Although not absolutely necessary, one of the ground wires should follow the same direction as the antenna. A coax lead-in is attached to the low impedance legs of the RF matching transformer, the center conductor to one leg, and the shield to the other leg of the transformer. The coax lays on the ground or can be buried, routed to your receiver. Hook up the coax to your receiver, and you're ready for some DXing. What about this 4-to-1 RF matching transformer? Ground isolation is important. That means the high and low impedance windings must be separate, without a common ground. This is a problem with commercially available RF transformers designed and marketed for shortwave and amateur radio. They typically have a common ground. Transformers are often also designed with frequency roll-off on the AM broadcast band. If you know how to wind your own toroidal transformers, then you can try experimenting with various cores and winding ratios, something I plan to try over the summer. But for now, the best and most convenient source of matching transformers for me has been a company called Mini Circuits, www.minicircuits.com. I use model T4-6, a 4-to-1 RF transformer specified for operation over a frequency range of 20 kHz through 200 MHz, with a 1 dB midband insertion loss, 100 kHz to 100 MHz, good for reception from long wave through shortwave. The transformer comes in a 6-pin dual in-line package like an integrated circuit, so it needs to be wired in a chassis with appropriate connectors. I use binding posts for antenna and ground connections and a coax connector mounted on a Tupperware container that protects the transformer from the weather. Now, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. Here's a comparison between a noise-reduced antenna wire and having a wire connected directly to the receiver without the transformer and coax. Both wires are about 100 feet long. The receiver is a Drake R8B. Bandwidth is set to 2.3 kilohertz to take out adjacent channel interference. This is WOR New York on 710 using the noise-reduced wire antenna. We'll listen to the top of the hour IDs, then I'll switch to the wire without noise reduction.
If you'd like to be part of an upcoming WOR Weekly Planner, send the information on your official letterhead to the WOR Weekly Planner, 1440 Broadway, New York, New York, 10018, and I'm Lisa G.
Stay informed by listening to America's talk and information station, Radio 710 WOR New York and WOR710.com. Stay informed by listening to America's talk and information station, WOR New York and WOR710.com.
WOR News at 8 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Shelley Strickler reporting from the WOR News Center. We have mostly clear skies, 69 degrees, a good-looking weekend ahead with clear, sunny skies. The temperature will be a little cooler than today, mostly in the 60s.
As you can hear, a significant difference in noise levels. If you have household noise problems, it's definitely worth the effort to install a noise-reduced antenna wire and discover how much fun DXing can be without the noise. Solar activity has been adding to the fun, providing some unusual reception conditions. While it's expected that auroral activity shuts down DX signals from northern latitudes, just the opposite occurred one night. Check out this signal from CJVA Caraquet, New Brunswick on 810, completely burying WGY Schenectady. You'll hear the call letter ID in French and a music countdown show.
Une radio qui nous en donne toujours plus. CKN, CJVA, ma radio de tous les jours.
Michel Lizotte, vous êtes dans le dernier segment musical du Top 20 qui vous réserve les trois plus grands succès radiophoniques de l'heure. Et au numéro 3, voici justement Nicolas Ciccone et Au Cégep.
Fini l'école primaire, fini le secondaire, fini les règles qui pensent à être sages.
More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73 and good DX.
Thanks very much, Bruce. Now that music means that we're going to turn it over here to Ken Onischuk with a look at what's going on in Windy City Radio. Ken?
Hello again, DXers. Ken Onischuk back here in June 2001, and I have the latest Chicago Arbitron winter ratings, and here we go right into it. While much of the market was in flux, Black Adult WGCI-FM proved an oasis of stability atop Chicago's radio ratings. Arbitron company figures released Monday, April 23rd, served up the Clear Channel Communications station's sixth straight win over Tribune's WGN Rest of the Pack. Resting on its laurels is no option, however, as his first serious challenge in more than 10 years coming from Crawford Broadcasting's Urban Contemporary WVJM, now on 92.3 XWICA. And let me get into the rest of this. Number one, WGCI, 6.9, up 0.1. Number two, WGN 720, 5.6, which is down a half from last time. Number three, WBBM FM 96.3 with their current hits, 5.3, down 3/10. Four-way tie on AM. The Big 89, WLS, 4.8, down 2/10. WBBM AM, 4.8, down 4/10. Sixth, Black Adult, WVAZ 102.7, 4.3, up 6/10. Seventh, New Age, Smooth Jazz, WNUA 95.5, 3.9, about the same. Eighth, WTMX 101.9, 3.5, same as last. Ninth, Oldies 104.3, JMK at 3.2, down up 4/10. Eighth, Chicago's only country music station, 99.5 WSN, 3.1 down 3/10. 10th, 100.3 WNND, Windy 100, 2.9 the same. 12th, Rocker, WKQX, 101.1, 2.8, about the same. 13th, Spanish, WLEY from Aurora, 107.9, 2.7, about the same. Next, 14th, 93.1 WXRT, which may be glad to be alone anyway, because her simulcasting didn't get them any listeners that much anyway, I don't think. 2.6, up 2/10. 15th, Adult Standards on 850, WAIT up in Crystal Lake, 2.5, up 4/10. Light Favorites on 93.9, WLIT, 2.5, down 7/10. And The Rocker on 97.9, WLUP, 2.5, up 2/10. 18th, 103.5, WKSC, 2.4, down 1/10. And for your information, they replaced WUBT, Clear Channel's Jam and Oldies outlet. And Larry Lujak, after the station change, decided no way. He was staying back home in Santa Fe, and his program is over with. 16th, 94.7, WZZN, 80s Oldies, 2.2, up 1/10. 20th, 105.1 WOJO, Spanish station, 1.9, up 1/10. Tied with them is classical 98.7 WFMT from Window to the World Communications, 1.9, up 3/10. 22nd, the voice of the International League with Chicago Wolves and Howard Stern station, 105.9 WCKG, 1.8, down 3/10. 23rd, 670 WSCR, 1.6, down 1/10. 24th, 97.1 WDRV for Lakeshore Drive, 1.3, down 4/10. Replacing WNIB, didn't have a good book, but it's just the first time around. 25th tie, 1390 WGCI Gospel, 1, down 2/10. And 92.7 WKIE up in Arlington Heights, a rocker at 1, up 1/10. 27th tie, 1450 WVON Black Talk, 0.9, down 3/10. 106.3 WYBA Religious Outlet, 0.9, up 0.8, up 10th, at 0.9. 29th, final, 92.3 WYCA. Last book for them as they switched frequencies with a few of their properties, 0.9, up 2/10. And AM 1000, WMVP, ESPN 1000, 0.8, down 1/10. And since I am with sports, mirroring the fortunes of Chicago's team, sports talk stations remained in the doldrums. The score, Infinity's WSCR, hardly justified supplanting WMAQ, being so low in the ratings this time, while ABC's ESPN flagship WMVP fell dropped further into oblivion. There are going to be changes soon. Okay, that's it for now, and I'll see you again next month. Take care, friends.
This is the D-Exchange. With this issue's classifieds, here is Fred Volpe.
And on our D-Exchange, John Clark is offering two GE Super Radio 2s for sale, both in very good condition. They're the model 72885F, all controls intact and functioning perfectly. The FM antenna mounts are somewhat loose. Both the radios, $100 or best reasonable offer. Contact John Clark at area code 518-654-6531 or email him at killerclark, that's K-I-L-L-E-R-C-L-A-R-K, at hotmail.com. Is anyone sending 7-inch reels of tape through the mail these days? If so, I have an offer. For just $10 plus postage, I have 9 plastic cases, which are used to put reels of tape inside and then ship them. Let's see the post office try to destroy them then. If you're interested, contact me here at DX Audio Service Headquarters. My address again is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805. And telephone number 419-228-4199. By the way, if you're on the internet and wish to post an item for National Radio Club members, don't forget we have our email list, which is DXC. That's DXC at nrcdxas.org. If you'd like to subscribe to that list, which is for buy, sell, and trade items, just send an email to dxc-subscribe@nrcdxas.org. That is for postings of buy, sell, and trade items only. No chit-chat. And perhaps you can get the word out to somebody who might buy your stuff or can find that item that you're looking for. And that's our DX Change. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, just pop it on a card or a letter and send it to me here at the DX Audio Service. Or just give a call on the Musings line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
66 WNBC.
Get on down and party. Get on down and party. Get on down. Well, get on down and party.
And yes, there will be one heck of a party come Labor Day weekend. It's the National Radio Club Convention, which is held every Labor Day weekend. And this one's going to be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Our convention host, John, writes, please join us for the National Radio Club Convention in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The convention is going to be held at the Green Tree Radisson from Friday, August 31st through Monday, September 3rd, 2001. There will be 5 rooms reserved for the early arrivals on Thursday, August 30th. On Friday and Saturday, there will be 25 rooms reserved and 20 on Sunday. Reservations will be held until August 10th, 2001. For single or double bedrooms, the price is $69 per night. Reservations are guaranteed after 4 p.m. by a first night room deposit or a major credit card. Be sure to mention the National Radio Club for the reduced rate. Reservations can be made by calling the magic number of 1-800-333-3333. That's right, 1-800 and then all threes. Convention registration will be $40, and this includes a Saturday night buffet, Sunday morning breakfast, snacks, soda, or pop. And yes, Dave Marthouse, there will be beer. Also tentative, a Friday evening pizza party. Convention activities include speakers, a DX quiz, the infamous National Radio Club auction, tentative station tours, including the KDKA studios, and, of course, lots more. Also, we hope to find WNRC on the air, but here's a hint. You're going to have to look for it. Registrations may be made by check or money order, made payable to the National Radio Club, and send it to John R. Malicki. And the spelling of the last name is M-A-L-I-C-K-Y. And John's address is 995 Shady Crest. And that's all one word, S-H-A-D-Y-C-R-E-S-T Road. And that's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And the spelling of Pittsburgh is P-I-T-T-S-B-U-R-G-H. Pennsylvania, and the zip code is 15216-3046. Auction items may also be sent to John's address. Now here's some of the travel information to get you there. Pittsburgh International Airport opened on October 1992 and has daily flights for many of the airlines, including U.S. Air. And there is a complimentary and hourly shuttle service to and from the Radisson. For bus travelers, the Greyhound bus station is in downtown, and it's 3 miles from the hotel. By car, the Radisson is just off the Parkway West, or I-279. Here's the details. From I-79, take I-279 north to Exit 4, which is the Green Tree Mount Lebanon exit. Then turn left at the traffic light onto Green Tree Road, or Route 121. Turn left at the first light onto Mansfield Avenue, go through two lights, then look for Marriott Drive, and of course the Radisson Hotel sign, and just turn right. Now from the turnpike, I-76, take I-376 through downtown, which becomes I-279 south to Exit 4, Green Tree Crafton Exit, and bear left at the Crafton Exit. Then turn left onto Mansfield Avenue, through two lights to the Radisson on Marriott Drive, same right turn. Formerly the Green Tree Marriott, the Radisson hosted the National Radio Club Pittsburgh 1990 convention. Everyone had an enjoyable time, and we hope that you'll enjoy yourselves this year. The city and the Allegheny County area have many great features, including the Pittsburgh Pirates' brand new home for baseball, PNC Park. So we hope to see you in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And with that, let's flip it over to Side 2 for more of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 2001.
Wonderful Radio London, biggest sound around, big L.